This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, lots of communication. You know, obviously, on the coaching side, we had messages that we wanted to get to them, and certainly, you know, the whys of, you know, how did they feel and what did they perceive and think in certain situations, whether it be going over film with them, you know, or going into the game. So lots of communication early before the practice, and then we needed a hard and intense practice. We needed to get to work and battle, and you saw that in the skate.
You know, he's had some frustration in the last week, and we've seen his maturity and how he's able to put things away. Just how have you seen him handle, last the game in Edmonton and last night? How have you seen him put it away, I guess?
Yeah, this is something that he has to – there you have ups and downs like this in your career. He's a guy that I would suspect is going to have a nice, long, and good career, and you're not going to be up all the time. And he's had some challenges in last night, and obviously the Edmonton one you reference, and you've got to take it in, internalize it, and get back, refocus and redial in. And again, these are the ups and downs. This is hopefully a short down for him. He's been outstanding, obviously, for the last couple of months, and a bit of a hiccup here for him. He needs to find a reset as quick as he can, and it's understand that that's part of his future. Really, is there's going to be some downs or some things you don't like or some things you get frustrated with.
Do you feel like he's developed a maturity? You know, he was in the East Coast League, in the American Hockey League, and now in the National Hockey League. He's now developed a maturity where he knows how to handle situations like this now?
There's no question that base of experience you reference is a help in handling this situation, but it's new. It's a new situation because it's at this level, and there's different expectations at this level. There's different pressures at this level, and certainly different pressures in different situations that one we're in and the time of the year and things like that. So, but the his past is, is good experience and help for what is now new to him.
JJ has continued to produce. What have you liked from him with Tuck and Thompson?
Well, I'd certainly like that he's produced one, but he's a player that his foundation, play without the puck, where to be, which gets him to offense faster, gets him to offense more efficiently, has really developed. And you can see that in his play, where he's, he's picked a couple pucks off that have gone back for chances. He's positionally in a spot where he'd get a puck back better, sooner, quicker, or make it defend less, I guess, to get to offense more. And, those are the intangible things that, the better players like guys on their line that can do some of those things. So he's shown a maturity in that respect that's been very helpful.
JJ, back on the top line last night after practicing with Dylan and Jack. I don't think we asked you this after the game. Ultimately, why did you decide to take him there? He's just playing too well?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when we skated a couple days ago, that was not that he was off that line. It was just the skate that day. Let's give Jack Quinn Cousins that familiarity, and, you know, they may end up back together, but give him the reps together that day. But, yeah, he's played too well with Thompson and Peterka in the last few games to make that change going into last night.
Just having more options just with the defense core, being able to move other guys. With Dahlin and Power, I know that's a look that you typically like to do in offensive zone starts. Mm-hmm. What the foundation they've built, or that chemistry that they've built in those situations, how do you think that can translate to them getting an opportunity to pair here to play different situations?
You know, they're dynamic individually, and then obviously together. You know, as you mentioned, we've used him in offensive situations. So that's a one. That's a bonus of it. They process the game very well. They're excited to on the offensive side to play as a, you know, as partners. You know, as you play more and more minutes, you can't just think offense. So they're going to have to make certain that they take care of play offense without unnecessary risk, I guess. You know, typically we put them in situations like that where down a goal when, you know, you might take a risk that you wouldn't otherwise in an even game or if you're ahead. So now if they're together, they're going to be in all different situations. So the risk-reward dynamic is much different, and you have to pay attention to it much differently.
The schedule, and you're not always able to do individual meetings with guys, but especially when you have such a young team, how have you tried to use those to speed up, or I guess help guys absorb lessons from, you know, whether it's a third period in Edmonton? How is that process being used to help, I guess, the group get closer to where
that process has to be? Your work has to be fast, because, you know, we played last night. We're dissecting that game, and boy, you gotta get to the guys today because you're already preparing them for tomorrow and a different opponent. So, yeah, it's a fast turnaround. But you wanna get to, you know, as much in front of the guys and to as many guys individually, obviously collectively, because each guy has different needs. Obviously, each guy has different perceptions of this player, that player, the messaging that goes to them. We all interpret differently. So that communication has to be constant and daily. In light of situations like last night where you've had vulnerabilities you want to shore up. So again, lots of individual talk, obviously team talk today, trying to pinpoint, you know, what this guy needs now to hopefully help him better and become more experienced because of, you know, a negative result last night. And then obviously collective, the same focus. But the turnaround time is fast, so you've got to be as efficient as you can. That's the challenge.
I'm sure it's frustrating as a coaching staff when you know guys are capable of, they've learned this in certain situations, they've gone through it before, so to have them make the same mistake. So as a coaching staff, how do you balance that? Because you don't want the player to be overthinking or to be thinking with frustration, but at the same time, like as a coach,
yeah,
like
it's
gone over this before, you know, with certain guys or certain situations.
You know what? You mentioned in their balance, it's a balancing act, because you obviously throw information at the guys every day, and we're sitting here and it's real cerebral, but on the ice it's like bam, it's fast, you know, it's reads, and you know, only through time do you gain experience. And you know, again, you know, we've got to use last night fast with video and discussions with them today, but it's a balancing act, there's no question. And it's a daily grind when you look at it. That's the grind of the day. You're trying to advance guys as fast as you can, obviously, for the benefit of the group and the benefit of them.
Was there anything when you looked at video or had those conversations that you could identify as to why, you know, the guys weren't more ready at the drop of the puck, that part in particular? And you mentioned, you know, losing battles and stuff like that. Was there anything they communicated or anything you saw that you could figure out how that happened?
Yeah, you know, I what you can figure out, I guess, Matt, really quick, Matthew, is what that means when they don't execute, and simple things, and you bring it to their attention. So we talk a lot about, if you're not feeling it, a B game, and the details, you know, these details aren't necessary, they're critical. So if you don't have your stick on a puck, which numerous chances last night, we had the stick up on the player's shaft of their stick, not on the puck on the ice, and the puck went through us. You know, when we're on our game, that doesn't happen, certainly not to the degree it happened last night. When you look at teams that are on their game, that's a small thing that, you know, they make you play through their stick. Pucks don't go through them when they're on their game. When that same team is not on their game, that's what happens against them. So you're looking at little, that's just one detail of, you know, four or five key ones that we were clearly off last night. Maybe a stepping back off pressure instead of pressuring in our defensive zone, pressuring to a puck, giving up a little bit of extra time and space or buffer. Those are the things that you can see that happen quick and repeatedly in last night's game. And you're catching those, you're bringing them to the attention, obviously, of guys right away, as we were on the bench last night immediately. Now, as to why that started initially, I don't know if we'll ever know the answer to that one, but you can certainly bring it to the attention and obviously demand more.
Jeff is coming up on a milestone for his career. What's allowed him to persist through his career and to be a consistent goal scorer and offensive threat?
I think his daily routine. He prepares, you know, even to practice. He works at it. He's you know, kind of invented and reinvented his game through the course of his career. As I know, he's mentioned to you guys how that's happened, how he's evolved his game as he's you know, aged and matured through the league. So he has an appetite. He's a rink rat type player. He loves the game.
Really. I'm not laughing at your answer. It's amusing because it's Jeff. But is that really what goes into a lot of what helps a guy play for, you know, to reach 1,000 games, to play more than 1,000 games in the league, is just to just always just want to be there?
Yeah, your love of the game, because you know obviously you play 1,000 games, you've endured a lot, whether, you know, lots of challenges and injuries and ups and downs that we talk about through your career, and you got to push through those, and you got to want to push through those. Because you want to be a hockey player, and so yes.
Do you see a big difference in the Devils with, you know, Lindy Ruff no longer coaching, with Travis Green coaching them?
I mean, you obviously see they're a different team than they were a year. You know, if you look back a year ago, I can't tell you that I've watched that much to tell you, you know, one versus the other. You know, the personnel is. What it was really for the most of the year. You got Jack Hughes and Luke Hughes and Jasper Bratt, and those are, you know, and on he's here, and those are the talented guys you've got to respect and take care of. So yeah, I mean, it's maybe there's small little nuances, but you know, the large, we're talking 95% of it's pretty much the same. Even through the league, it's you know, there's lots and lots of overlap through this league. Teams play a very, very similar style, and maybe just a little nuance here or there, or a tweak here or there, but so not, I haven't seen much difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,